these are things that we have to be mindful of. And sometimes we as women get so caught up in family life, work life, everything else but our own life. And we don't take the time to kind of figure out, well, what do I really like as compared to what someone else says I look good in?
Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show for Bold Women in Business. We are passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and I'm here as always with my beautiful co-host, Brenda Stroud. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Well, I'm excited to chat with you today. Brenda and I have decided that today is a day for girl talk.
Yes.
Yes. So I was sharing with Brenda that on a recent coaching call with my coach, I've invested $30,000 in my own coaching over the last couple of months. And you know what my coach told me?
What?
He said, Andrea, he says, Andrea, I think you need to elevate your personal brand.
Okay.
And I was like, Richmond,
meaning sir.
sir, what do you know about personal brands? No, I'm receiving that with my open hands because I'm always joking about how I wear the same tank top 5 days a week and I wear messy buns in my hair and I am like oftentimes a very casual version of myself. I live in a whitewater rafting mountain town. Yeah. And so my vibes are pretty chill most days, but I'm also recognizing that that may not serve me well when it comes to photography and shooting videos and that I could use a little bit of help to elevate my own personal brand.
Okay.
Yes.
I've been there. You know, I think that, you know, especially we as women, we wear so many hats.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our wardrobe reflects that. it really does. You know, because there was a point in time I never wore jeans. When I was a little bit younger and I was a detective and I was wearing suits and dresses and all that, you would never catch me in a pair of jeans. But now, where are they at? You know, yes.
And I got up to shut my curtains to close the light a little bit. And Brenda saw I'm wearing orange yoga pants on the bottom half of my
I noticed.
And we can get away with these things when we're on Zoom, like jammy pants on the bottom, fancy shirt on top. But I feel like I have gotten to a place where like comfort is queen in my house, and I'm a homeschool mom and I have 100 excuses for being lazy about what I put on my body. Mm-hmm. And I need to step it up a little bit. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that today. Okay.
I'm with you. I feel that way sometimes too. I got on my necklace. Uh-huh. I'm trying to, you know, get some big jewels and things like this. So I can be like Andrea with her nice necklaces. And I found this at TJ Maxx.
Yes. Okay. I love TJ Maxx. It's my favorite. The necklace that I love the most that has like the big spikes on it and it looks like it's some kind of bone or something. I get so many compliments on that necklace and I got it from TJ Maxx.
That's a great place to look because anytime you go in there, you'll see something unique. You better buy it because you might not see it again.
Uh-huh.
And I just happened to be perusing and I saw this and then it's like magnetic and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I like this. Look at it.
Yes.
So I suggest when it comes down to jewelry, you want to look at your TJ Maxx and you can even stop at the little counter at Ross. You might find some cute earrings, those kind of places. And I'm naming these places like TJ Maxx and Ross. I call them the triplets, TJ Maxx, Ross and Marshalls.
Marshalls. Yeah.
Yeah. And Marshalls.
Yeah.
Because we want to look nice, but we're not trying to break the bank.
Well, that's the deal is like, I think, especially when you are in building mode in your business, when you are investing in real estate, when you're doing things where there's a lot of money going out and you're, you know, like our priority, and I don't know about you, but my priorities dramatically shifted when I started real estate investing. Mm-hmm. And I remember when the day that I made a decision to be a real estate investor, I popped my fake nails off because I used to go get my nails done every 3 weeks. Like I was like clockwork and it was like a high priority for me to always have my nails done, my hair done. And it was like, for me, it was, that was like the outward manifestation of the inward decision to completely change my priorities when it came to how we were doing money in our household. I said, if we're gonna like invest for the future and like our priorities were shifting in that way, I was like, I'm not going to be spending money. And I was like, I'm going to be working on houses. Yeah. I'm going to be getting dirty. And I'm not going to be spending money on stuff that doesn't secure my financial future. And so it was like an internal shift. And what happened on the outside was a total shift also. And I think what we're seeing today in Andrea in like be comfortable all the time mode is both a reflection of real estate investing, as well as like a lifestyle move where we moved to the mountains. Like I live in a tiny little town that doesn't even have a TJ Maxx. Right. Doesn't even have them. There's no Macy's. There's no Nordstrom here. There's nothing except for little, you know, mountain boutiques where you can buy a puffy jacket or a swimsuit, you know?
Yeah. You can't wear a puffy jacket and swimsuit all the time.
No.
You know, I mean, it's a look every once in a while, but not all the time. Not all the time. But, you know, I think the key to that is that you want to look nice, but you don't want to break the bank. I did say that. So you just want to find some key pieces that will help to bring your outfit alive or make you, you know, I'm going to say it this way, look richer.
Well, you know, a couple things that I do to try to like step it up sometimes is one thing that I try to pay attention to is the color, my color palette. And I am a deep autumn. And so I wear a lot of colors that are, and I bought my glasses that are like this kind of green color. And so I wear a ton of greens because I look good in green and rust red and browns and like those autumn tones. And I love them and they make me happy. But the more I know that when I'm getting into a place of kind of default lazy mode, I start wearing black tank tops every day. I go into like black uniform. Because it goes with everything. And like, I don't have to think about it. And that's like an old habit that I started from a very young age.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think especially now that you're a coach, I definitely can see the reasons why you feel there's a need for a shift.
Yeah.
So I think we can make the shift. But you want to start, you know, one of the places I mentioned to you offline was where I go sometimes get my dresses when the season changes is Ross.
Yeah.
They have a nice selection of dresses. It's affordable. You can, you know, you can mix and match in some cases. And, you know, another place, and that we already mentioned TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx sometimes will also have nice dresses or suits or jumpers, because I know you like jumpers.
I do. I love a good romper.
You know, so I think the key is to find these locations that still have a lot of clothes that are that are fashionable and that is casual professional, and you can mix and match and have your statement pieces, like your blazer. You can have a t-shirt or something like that underneath and then put your blazer on with your, you know, necklace or whatever the case may be. So I think it's just a matter of deciding that I want to, you know, as you say, step it up.
Find the key
places to go. Like I said, we've said Ross, we said TJ Maxx. Another place is Marshalls. Well, I said Marshalls too, but another place that I mentioned earlier was, Macy's.
Yes.
Has an area. I think it's called Last Call. I think that's actually what it's called.
Okay.
Last Call. You can go to that. That's where they, you know, that's where they put everything that's either marked down, clearance, on sale, they're getting rid of it. And it's priced really nice. And it's nice quality as well. So you can kind of go there. I usually go there, look for like shirts that I can add to my collection, or sometimes, you know, mix and match a little bit.
Well, and see, here's the thing, Brenda, is like, I always think that you look fashionable. Like you're really good at choosing pieces that have a little edge to them. And that's like a little something special. And so like, I would never guess that like you're picking up stuff at Ross or Marshall's or something like that, because you always look fabulous when you're at an event, or like, even just when we're recording stuff, like you always have something that's like got a little bit of edge to it. And that's where I go, okay, I need to step it up. I'm about to get on camera with Brenda and she always looks cool. I gotta be cool too. But I think I've gotten into this mindset, and I know it's because of my Midwest roots and how my mama raised me is like, we don't spend a lot of money on ourselves for clothes. And one thing that I want to, that I kind of want to challenge myself on that a little bit too, because here's the truth. Like Brenda, I made $50,000 last week in my business in sales. Awesome. And like I know that I can treat myself, but I have a mindset block around spending more on an outfit or something like that. Like there's something in my head and I think it's literally like old programming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also know that like I'm just in a place in my life where I don't value material things the way that I value long-term investment or yeah. experiences, because I will spend $10,000 on a trip, but I drive an $11,000 minivan. <You know?
laughs> I love it. I think the way you need to look at your, you know, especially now since you are a coach and you're yeah. out in front of people, the way you look at your wardrobe is like a uniform.
Yeah.
So I would probably suggest that you come up with a budget, a slight budget that you pull out of every time you, yeah. you know, get funds, what, and you set aside in the budget that's for you and your appearance, whether it's glasses, shoes, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. And then you'll feel more comfortable when it's time to go buy that you're not taking from something else. Much yeah. like, you know, you come up with entertainment money, you need to also tie in there. Okay, this is money for my uniform.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I like that. Yeah. And you know, I'm one of the things I'm thinking about, cause we're just girl talking right now. I've got a mastermind group retreat out here in a few weeks and, mm-hmm. and I'm hiring a photographer to come do like a vibe shoot with us down by the river. And I'm like, I don't want to just wear what I usually wear. I want to get a fabulous dress.
Yes.
To wear like in a cool outdoor shoot with like, and like, I know that there's going to be shots with like multiple of my girls that are going to be here and it's going to be really cool. And everybody's going to get dressed up a little bit for it. Mm-hmm. But like, I look in my closet and I'm like, I don't really have like something that I feel wow in, and I want to mm-hmm. feel wow. I want to feel yeah. wow. And yes. I want to get some pictures taken, and I've got a book coming out.
Oh, awesome.
I want to be able to like use some, you know, great professional photos that are a little creative and cool and vibey. And I want to look cool and vibey in the shoot. And so I'm like, where do I get the cool vibey clothes? And so one thing that I did last night when I was supposed to be going to sleep as I ordered a Stitch Fix.
Okay. Okay.
I got Stitch Fix back when I had my my branding agency and I was paying attention to what I was wearing and getting my nails done and all that. Is I used to have Stitch Fix send me stuff in the mail, and it was a great way to like have a stylist kind of send me some mm-hmm. things. And some of my favorite pieces came from Stitch Fix. And so I'm trying it again, and I actually increased the budget this time on what I'm okay. willing to pay for tops or dresses or whatever. And I told them what I'm going for. And I told them I have a book coming out called mm-hmm. Bold Confidence. And for crying out loud, if I have a book called Bold Confidence, I need to dress, I need to dress with bold confidence.
That's true. That is true. Now, okay. Explain to me and to those who don't know how Stitch Fix works.
Okay. So Stitch Fix, you go on their website, or I have the app, you go on the app mm-hmm. and it asks you all about the sizes that you typically wear on top, on bottom, bra size, like all the stuff. And then it gives you examples of outfits and you tell it thumbs up or thumbs down. Do you like this vibe? Do you not like this vibe? Or is there pieces that you like from this look? And so you tell it the stuff that you like, you tell it if there are certain colors that you do not want. And I said, no pink, please. Mm-hmm. No gray. I don't look great in gray. I need to not wear gray. And so you told it the colors that you do not want. And okay. then it also gives you a place to give your personal stylist a note. Like you can okay. write to them. And I told them, I was like, hey, stylist, I got a book coming out called Bold Confidence. I need some vibey, edgy stuff. And it told me based on what I thumbs up and thumbs down that mm-hmm. My look was like edgy boho. And I was okay. like, okay.
Yep.
And with just like a little bit of a couple of other things going on. And I like that. I just like that. I think that's right on. I tend to like creative jewelry and like mm-hmm. more like boho. Like if you look at my jewelry, most of my stuff is like boho, but then I like to go a little bit edgier with like mm-hmm. leather jackets and stuff like that. And so they will send you I think they send you 5 pieces.
Okay.
And then your styling fee is $20, but they credit it towards anything that you keep. If there's anything that you, they send it to you, you try it on. If you don't like it, you just put it back in the bag and you put it in the mailbox and it sends it all back. If you buy nothing, they charge you $20. The styling fee to, that takes care of your stylist. Mm-hmm. But if you keep something and it, like, if I keep something and it's $50, then I don't pay that styling fee. Right.
$30.
Yeah. But it's super simple. So, for me, like I live in a little tiny mountain town where there's 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And the biggest store we have here is Walmart. And we're so grateful to have that Walmart. And we've got a few little boutiques, but they're mostly like mountain style clothing. Yeah. And if you've seen the way the people in my town dress, like, you know, they're in Patagonia, which is like not a cheap brand, but it does not look fancy. It is not an elevated personal brand look for someone that does what I do.
Okay.
And so I'm going to try out Stitch Fix. I will let you know. I'll report. Yeah,
definitely do.
I'll let you know how it goes.
So now with Stitch Fix, I just have one quick question. Is it something where you try it on? I want to keep it. I'm not going to keep it. Or is it where you can wear it for an event and then send it back like the other option we talked about? What was it?
Rent the runway. Yeah. No. So you are sent new items. If you mm-hmm. pop the tag, you keep it. Okay. If you wear it, you keep it. Okay. If there's something wrong with it, of course you can tell them, hey, this had a hole in the side of it, like send it back. I've never experienced that, but mm-hmm. No, you try it on or you look at it and decide. And if you don't want it, you just send it back and they send you something else.
Okay. So I think it's important that the ladies, you know, understand the difference between the two, but that both options are available to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and there's another company called Daily Look. That's mm-hmm. just like Stitch Fix, but they didn't like the styles that I was scrolling through and the styles, like they didn't really go as sort of modern edgy as I would prefer. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more classic okay. stuff, which is cool. It's just not as much my vibe. And I'm looking for something with a little more boldness to the mm-hmm. look, mm-hmm. a little more creative. And so, I went with Stitch Fix.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing some pictures or seeing you.
Yeah, I'll just start wearing stuff and I'll tell you where, like, you'll be like, who are you wearing today? And I'll say, oh, it's from Amazon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I think it's always good for us as women to kind of shake it up a little bit every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've always been one that believes that when I look good, I feel good.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things I shared recently, and you, I know you already know this, is that I've been dealing with a chronic illness since mm-hmm. the mid 90s. And part of one of the reasons why I really leaned into that, you look good, feel good, is because of that. Yeah. Because you would look at me, you wouldn't know that I was dealing with what I was dealing with. And I would feel horrible. But I just made it a point to, you know, make sure I looked nice and I was presentable and put myself together. Because if I look good, I feel good. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where that energy, you know, came from for me, was really about my state of mind.
Yeah.
And the importance of taking care of myself and all of those things. So, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying. And I think it's a key thing especially for me at my age. I know we're slightly age difference here, but at my age, I really want to stay young and be active. Mm-hmm. And make sure that how I look represents how I feel and who I am. I mean, a lot of times people say, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? That people always think of me is my hair, my glasses. What's that? My, what do you call it?
Your brand.
My brand. Thank you.
Your brand. Yeah. Yeah. My Lord.
I'm going to tell you, it's a mess. I keep forgetting everything. I was talking to Tina on the phone last night when I was driving back from Tuskegee, and we were having a conversation, and every conversation I was trying to think of something, I couldn't remember it. I'm like, this is my menopause mind. I mean, what is going on? Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, people always say it's my hair color and my glasses, because I love big glasses.
Yes. And you wear them so well. And I asked you earlier, but tell everybody where you get your glasses.
I normally get them from Zenni Optical, and it's an online business. And that's Zenni, I believe it is, Optical. Yeah. And I have a wide face. So that's why I like the cat eye glasses or wide glasses. So you got to know and understand the shape of your face. I think a lot of people go wrong when because they don't understand the shape of their face and they just buy stuff because they like it and they don't think about whether or not it complements their appearance. So I tend to go with wide glasses, big glasses for me. And I like this hair color for myself. And so it's just really knowing yourself, knowing what you know, what you look good doing or look good in, what's your color, like you said earlier. These are things that we have to be mindful of. And sometimes we as women get so caught up in family life, work life, everything else but our own life. And we don't take the time to kind of figure out, well, what do I really like as compared to what someone else says I look good in?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. One of the things, you know, a few years back, because I do this thing where I journal, you know, and I will write down, wouldn't it be cool if, or what I really want is, and one time, and this was early in real estate, and some people remember when I had real short hair. Do you remember that when we first met? My hair was above my shoulders and it was kind of angled. And I was writing of like, what do I really want? And I just let whatever pops into my head flow on the paper. And I wrote down what I really want is long flowing hair. And I was like, where did that come from? I've had short hair the majority of my adult life because I get bored and I chop my hair off and things happen. And I think I look cute with short hair, but I was like, I think I want long hair. And so I started growing my hair out and it was easy during COVID because we couldn't get our hair cut.
Right.
But I just started growing my hair out. And so I always say like, I manifested long hair, but now I'm afraid to cut it because I took so long to grow it out.
But you know what you need to do? You need to get a wig.
Oh, I love that idea.
A short wig. When you want your hair to, when you want to go short, wrap that hair up in there and get a short wig.
Okay. Okay.
That's what you need to do.
I kind of love that idea. And my And when I had shorter hair, I actually had some like extensions. And I used to clip in extensions every single day.
Okay.
And so, and I loved it cause it was so fast to do my hair. And so I would like, and so if I had shorter hair, I would end up wanting longer hair, but it's always whatever you don't, whatever you don't have is what you want. You know, girls with curly hair want straight hair and girls with straight hair want curly hair. And, but yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll think, I'll consider it. My husband would make fun of me.
That's all right. You know, find a place that it's the key to it is a good wig that doesn't look like a wig.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's probably a good investment because if you decide, okay, I don't feel like doing my hair, I'm going to wear Maggie today. You know, Maggie. You always name them. You got to name them. Whatever name you want to, when you see it, you're going to, it's going to come right. You look like a.
Okay. Oh, that's so funny. You know, because I used to have blonde hair.
Okay.
I like, and so if you see like a before and after picture of me from like 2018 and versus, cause I'll always show 2018 versus today because, in 2018 I was almost 100 pounds heavier.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I had blonde hair. Like I was like a completely different person and I had these, blonde clip-in extensions. And then when I dyed my hair back to my natural color, like a dark brown like this. And I haven't dyed my hair in years. Like I'm starting to get silvers and I kind of love it. But, but I had these long blonde extensions and my hairdresser reached out one day and she was like, I have a bride who, is getting married soon. And she has blonde hair, the color of your extensions. Would you rent them out?
Rent them out?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Stream of income.
Well, yeah, right. And then, and I, you know, I rented them out and I got paid for it. And then she was like, do you want these back? I was like, actually, no, like I'm never doing that again. So whatever you want, just like, you know, you can keep renting them out if that's the thing. So I never got them back, but I have a whole box full of like different, you know, different lengths and colors of extensions. Cause I love to change it up.
I mean, I think that's another alternative, but now your hair is long, so you don't necessarily need the extensions, but you just go the opposite. When you wear a shorter something. Or you can even try and find a style that makes your hair look shorter.
Well, I think it's a good exercise to like, just always be reinventing yourself. And I actually saw a video today that I thought was super smart. Mm-hmm. That if you want to take different kinds of action, like, and they recommended it for people who were trying to lose weight. They were like, rearrange your furniture, mm-hmm. change your haircut, like make it so that you are out of routine as much as possible when it comes to, like, if you're trying to change something in your life. And I've heard this too, is like, change your, like when you change your environment, that is the easiest time to quit smoking or to change a habit that you don't like, or if you always find yourself in these patterns of going to the fridge at a certain time of night, like do something to completely change up your environment. And they recommended actually cut your hair, because when even if you're looking in the mirror and you don't recognize the old version of yourself, like that, that is a signal that something is different. And so doing something to change up your environment, if you're trying to make changes in your life, is actually really helpful. And I think changing your look is also helpful. And it's it's not like being inauthentic, but I think we all get into these ruts where we're just kind of going through the motions. And like for me, I think when I was building my coaching business, I got to a place where I was like, just wanting to eliminate decisions. Mm-hmm. And so I literally bought 10 of the same tank top, just in different colors. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's comfortable. It's flattering on my shoulders. Like I would wear different jewelry with it or whatever. But I just got into like a uniform mode where if I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear every day, I'm just going to put on a tank top and some jeans and I'm good to go. Mm-hmm. Then eliminating that decision allowed me to have more brain space for all the other decisions I was making in my business. Yeah.
I think there's a season for that, because that actually, when I was a detective, you know, that's pretty much what I did, is that I had a uniform, you know, and the uniform pretty much had, I wore the same colors and a similar style, something with a jacket, comfortable pants, whatever the case may be. And it was intended for me to save time. But I think there's a season for that.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it's not a place that you're supposed to stay all the time. But, you know, if it's a busy time for you, or you're pursuing a degree, or you're doing something else where you don't want your time spent in that particular area, then it makes sense to come up with a uniform, you know, three pairs of the same pants and same, you know, all those kind of things. And I actually had shared it with a girlfriend, and she loves it. but now, you know, you're changing.
Right.
And because you're changing, you know, you have to make space for other options for you. And part of that is what we're talking about today, is, you know, taking the time to make it okay for you to spend money on your appearance. It doesn't mean that you're taking it from any place else, you know, because you have an image, you have a brand. All of that now is part of your business and who you are. And then you got to try and dig into, you know, who are you as an individual, as a woman, as compared to as a mother, as a wife, as a businesswoman, whatever the case may be. So you got to kind of bring yourself back to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And some of that is, okay, I don't want to feel bad about wanting to look cute.
You know? No, and I think there's something really to that, because if I'm really honest about why I got into kind of a rut of wearing the same thing over and over, part of it is like, I was feeling guilty about how much time I had with my kids in the morning. And I'm like, if I can be as efficient as possible in getting ready, eliminate decisions, eliminate like laundry issues, whatever, like buy several of the same thing so that I don't even have to do laundry as often as I, because it was more about like, I want to make sure that I have time to, do breakfast with my kids or something like that. And I felt guilty if I would take more than like 10 minutes to get ready. Like taking 10 minutes on myself is not too much to add. Like, that was what a big driver of it was not taking time for myself.
But the thing is, even in what you just described, in the scenario you just described, and I think it's nothing wrong with wanting to have breakfast with your kids and cutting out that time, how long it would take for you to get dressed. But you can go the next step. Well, once your kids are gone and off to school, then circle back to, you know, pouring into yourself, investing in yourself, and so that you will feel good. Again, if you look good, you feel good. Yeah. You know, and I'm not talking about going out and, you know, and having the you know, the tiara on your head and all that. I'm not saying that. You know, don't break out the tiara. But I mean, you can if you want to. But I'm just saying, you know, it's, and sometimes it could be something simple as a crispy white shirt with the pop collar with a nice necklace on, a cute pair of jeans, one part of your shirt tucked in, the other part out, with some, you know, a nice scarf that you can either wrap around your neck or around your waist. I mean, they're small and, you know, simple little cute things that you can do that would make you say, okay, that girl right there, she doing it. That girl is you.
Yeah. Oh, and I tell you what, this is the truth too, is that anytime I make a little bit of effort, Josiah is so excited. It doesn't take much to get him excited. Right. But if I wear a cute new pair of jeans and he's like, is it my birthday?
That's saying something.
Oh my goodness.
That is saying something. It's time. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just making sure you find things that fit you well,
right,
and that complements, you know, your body type, your complexion, all of those things, you know, are things that you want to take in consideration, and that makes you feel good when you look in the mirror. It's like, okay, she look good. You know.
Yeah. And the truth is, like, I feel like it's been a while since I've put something on and just like felt amazing.
Yeah.
And it's been too long. Like, it's time.
Yeah. So. You got to do that at least once a week. Okay. Yeah, let's start with once a week. Yeah. You put a little something on, whether it's date night or whether you're going out on a date with Josiah or you're going out on a date with yourself.
Yeah.
Or the kids. But, you know, that's when you're like, I'm going out. I'm going to look cute. I'm going to wear that. And I'm going to do this. Get a cute little hat that you can throw on. Uh-huh. You know, so I think that, you know, I think that a nice hat, a couple of scarves are nice. You know, you already have you're already on the right track with the jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to have a lot of white shirts.
Uh-huh.
Because that's like the base.
Yeah.
Sometimes of pulling an outfit together, whether it's a big collar or if I see a unique or something different than a traditional white shirt, I'll get a traditional one too. Mm-hmm. I'll pick that up and then I'll add a sweater to it, a Carnegie sweater to it, or a scarf or something. I'll wear something else with it that's not normally paired with it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you something embarrassing. Okay.
Okay.
So I have some cute leather jackets. I have a couple of cute jackets. There's this olive green, like olive army green coat that I wore all last season.
Yeah.
And I just did the math in my head. I bought that coat 20 years ago. And that is the coat I rocked all winter long last year. Like, it is time to treat myself to some new things.
I agree, but I wouldn't get rid of the coat. I would just add to it. Add to the family. Don't throw away your children. As long as it's still in good shape. Now, if it's not in good shape, let it go.
Let it go.
You know, and I hear you say that, and you're saying it's embarrassing. I'm the same way.
Okay.
I've had some of my clothes for a very long time because I like to take good care of my clothes. Yeah. I might wear it once or twice, and then I'll pack it up nice and neat and put it in the closet. Now, the things that need to go are the things that can no longer fit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, so I get it. Sometimes you have a couple of those pieces like, I can still fit this. I'm going to wear it.
Well, I need to sew up the pocket because when I put my keys in the pocket, they fall all the way down the coat into the bottom of the hem.
And how long has it been doing that?
Oh, maybe 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. You should have sewed that pocket up a long time. Fix the pocket, ma'am.
I know. Well, it's just like, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it's a physical outward reflection of like putting everybody else first when it comes to like, if my kid's pocket had a hole, I would sew it up immediately.
Immediately. Yes.
Immediately.
Yeah. So you're going to have to change. You got to change. It's the mindset.
It's
mindset. Act like you're one of your children and you see something like, okay, let me stop now and do this or else it's not going to get done. You know, so I think you're going to have to make that shift. You're going to have to, you know, when you realize like, okay, wait, I'm doing the same thing I was doing yesterday and I want to do something different today.
Yeah.
And then kind of, you know, let that be your shift or your pivot. You can definitely do it. I mean, because you always look good.
Well, thank you.
You always look very nice. Well put together. I don't know what you got going on down in your legs, but stop. Oh, stop. You look sharp. So you're not too far off. You just have to be more conscious about, you know, and investing in yourself and, in your appearance. You know, it shouldn't take a fella. What was his name again? Richmond to tell you that.
I know.
Yeah, because you tell us.
I know. And, you know, and this is in fairness. So Richmond, his coaching calls are on Australia time. And okay. for me, they are on Saturdays at 2 p.m. And so he gets the girl who just came from the farmer's market and went thrift shopping with her family for fun. Like we went treasure hunting and she's a little sweaty and her hair's in a messy bun. And that's the version of me he gets every single week. And so he's like, hey, sis, maybe we should elevate your personal brand. But I get it. Like he gets the messy bun version every single week. But okay, I know he's also looking at my photos on social media, and he knows that it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, I got you. I understand. I know what you pick. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least he gave you something to think about.
And I think. And my sweet daughter, Bailey, she works with me on the team. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Mom, don't change. Don't change for anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that feedback also. Mm-hmm. Because I also think there's a level of, and I think this is something that you are all about also, is a level of authenticity. Yeah. And there's something to being real and showing up in that realness on a mm-hmm. regular basis.
Yeah.
Like that I don't have to be perfect and look perfect and everything's in perfect place and whatever all the time. The version of me that pulls back the curtain and shows you my washer and dryer stacked next to me mm-hmm. In the laundry room that I started my business in.
Yeah.
Like that's also has a factor to it that says if she can do it, I can do it. And
yeah.
I want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
That I think one of the things that is endearing is that I am real. Yeah. And I love that about you too. But I think we need to also recognize when there are moments to dial it up.
Well, yes, yes. And I agree with your daughter. I don't necessarily think you need to change. I think you need to add
to,
you know, your style.
Yeah.
You know, so I think you're on the right track.
All right.
You know, I think another dilemma you mentioned is that everything's so far away from you. And you said you don't like to shop online. So you might have to identify a store or a business online. Once you find out what's the quality of the clothes and, you know, the price point is, suits you.
Yeah.
And then just shop with them.
Just order from a brand. Yeah. I love
their quality. Find a brand yet. Order a couple of things, see if it fits the way, because sometimes they'll say it's one size. And then when you get it, it's like, okay, it runs small or it runs big. That's mm-hmm. always a question I ask. Or I read through the comments and they'll tell you, oh, this runs small, get two sizes up or whatever.
Yeah.
You definitely always want to make sure when you're checking out a new business, you want to Google it, especially online shopping, because some of them are not legit. Google them and see, you know, if they're legit, and look at the comment section. If somebody's always, everybody's saying it doesn't fit the way it's supposed to, or material's mm-hmm. cheap. Nah, keep moving.
Yeah. Cause
they always market themselves like they're the top shelf, and it's like, no, your sizes are three sizes too small.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I have a challenge to our listeners today. If there is, this is just for a little bit of research here. Help me and Brenda out. If there is a brand that you love, mm-hmm. where you consistently love the quality of their clothes and the experience shopping with them, tell us in the comments on specifically in the YouTube video. Because mm-hmm. We've always posted this on YouTube, but tell us in the comments on the YouTube video, where do you love to shop online or in person, like in the in-person store? Because most stores you can order stuff online too. But like, tell me where you get your good stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. And specifically for me, I am looking for clothes that are a little bit more modern, a little bit edgy, a little bit creative feeling. That's what I'm looking for. Girls, help a sister out.
We're on it. Awesome. I'm excited to see the outcome.
Yeah.
You said you had a photo shoot or something coming up. Is that right?
I do. At the end of August, we're doing a photo shoot with all my mastermind sisters are coming out.
Awesome.
Out here to Salida. And I've hired a photographer to come and do a little outdoor shoot for us. Cause most of us have indoor photography. We have, headshots and it's very polished and whatnot, mm-hmm. but this is a cool opportunity to be in the mountains, and there's some beautiful areas down by the river. And so the background's going to be amazing trees and rocks and mountains. And then I want to be in a fabulous looking outfit or dress, in the forefront of that photo. So I'm on the hunt.
Okay. Do you wear hats?
I wear hats occasionally. I wear hats when I go to the hot springs.
Okay.
And I will wear hats when it's really cold out, but I have not been wear hats to just be stylish kind of person. Cause I have thought in the past that I am a hat girl, and then I buy the hat and then it sits in my closet and I will put it on when I'm about to leave. And then I'll take it off before I leave the house. And I leave it at home.
See if you can find a nice stylish hat.
Okay.
That you can, start with one.
Okay.
And that's more or less, you're buying it not because you want to cover your head or cover your ears, but because you want to be stylish.
Okay.
I went to Napa Valley for Christmas last year, and we went on a wine tour in this castle and had a really nice time, went into their gift shop and saw this really sharp orange hat.
Mm.
I had to buy it.
Yeah.
I had to buy it. And I love it. I throw it on every once in a while. It's not intended for you to wear all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I love it. Well, I'm just opening my mind.
Wonderful.
I'm receiving the advice. I'm receiving the coaching around elevating my personal brand. And it's so funny. You know how it is. I help people with their personal brand.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's all the time.
Helping people with. But it's kind of like the plumber who has leaky pipes, right?
Or the hairdresser whose hair look a mess, or the
nail
tech whose nails are not done.
I get it. I'm stepping it up, and you'll have to tell me what you think. I'll share when I'm actually making an effort. If you can't tell, I'll tell you, and then you can tell me if I'm hitting the mark.
I was going to say that if you see Andrea and she's looking sharp and she's looking good, make sure you let her know. Looking good, girl. Make sure you post something about how confident she looks or relaxed she looks. I think we just have to encourage her. We all need that, to tell you the truth. It's not just Andrea. I go through that every blue moon. I want to reinvent myself. And one of the things that I do is that I will either look online or look in magazines and for someone else's style that I might like. And then I'll put something together that's similar to that. So influences
That's super smart. And I heard somebody share a tip like that. They're like, if you want to look like a movie star, find the movie star that you kind of look like and emulate their makeup. And that's a great way to elevate it. But I think having inspiration is an important
thing. That's the word I was looking for, inspiration.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever thought of it that way. A fabulous person that I love their style.
If they have a similar look, similar complexion, similar hair, whatever, then you want to look for them and wearing something that's okay, I like that. And then even if it's okay, it's very simple, a black pants, skinny leg, black pants, some cute little flats, but the flats are colorful, black, red, red, something bright, a nice little t-shirt or what, you really want to look at them, find someone where you look at them and it's like, I like that. That's a statement. That's making a statement to me. And then you just kind of, not to be exact, but then you can pull something like that together. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's brilliant advice. Thank you for that, Brenda.
You're welcome.
All right. Enough girl talk for the day. We could go on for hours.
Absolutely.
I just love chatting with you. Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate
you. I love it too. I appreciate you. This is a great topic. You got to talk about it once in a while.
Yeah. Well, Brenda, if somebody wants to connect with you, what is the best way for them to make the connection?
hello@brendastroud.com. That's my email address. My website is brendastroud.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram using my name.
Awesome. And sisters, if something on the show today resonated with you, share this with a sister that you love to girl talk with. Keep the conversation going. Let us know where you love to shop online, where you can find cute quality things. Help a sister out in that way. And if you are a woman entrepreneur, I want to invite you to join my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where we share strategies to step into your clarity and confidence and make powerful connections. And if you want to hop into my next workshop, I'm hosting a workshop coming up soon called 100K in 90 days. And it's about how to launch your own coaching program. And you can grab a ticket at AndreaAnstrom.com.
Get that ticket, ladies.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, and here with Brenda Stroud, we are your sisters in business, encouraging you to take action on your dreams, to show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.
Bye.